LawyerTalkPodcast.com. We have got a Circle 270 follow-up. Troy and I just talked about when you can join cases, and somehow I got off on a tangent.
About branding.
So I, in the back, believe it or not, I used to study medieval history. That was my undergraduate. I studied the development of English common law. Mm-hmm. And maybe I think I heard this also in some prosecutor's voir dire one time, but somewhere in the back of my head, it spills out, as things tend to do when I do these shows, that you raise your hand because to tell the truth in court, because you would show your palm and there would be a brand on your palm. And in the episode I did a minute ago, I said, I think they'd put an F there for felon or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I got here, they put T for thief and M for manslaughter.
Yeah. So and Troy, Brett over at Circle 2, by the way, you want your podcast produced, you want it done like this one? Awesome. Call Brett at circle270media.com. If you want to figure out how to get a hold of him, just leave a comment here. But anyway, so Brett gives us these follow-ups and he says, look, you're right. Turns out, because I said, I don't think I'm right. I don't know if it's just lore. But it turns out I was right. So Troy, what are the brands they would give?
They would give like T for thief or M for manslaughter. They do it on the palms, but then also I guess they would do them on the thumbs. So maybe like they didn't want to use the whole hand. That's nice of them. But it's just kind of interesting. Then the whole purpose of it was they would get the benefit of the clergy.
Yeah, benefit of clergy. So the benefit of clergy was this. If you were a member of the clergy in medieval times, you would be immune from the death penalty. Mm-hmm. So you'd get the benefit of being clergy. Well, guess what? Everybody said, I'm a clergyman. It got abused, as you might think. So everybody became a clergyman. So you got the benefit of clergy, so you didn't get killed. But they still wanted to make sure that you, Troy, as a murderer, had the big M on your palm.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was just because of the benefit of clergy, but
like if they did it again, it would be like, there's no doubt about it. Like, okay, yeah, you already got this benefit once. You're not getting it this time.
Yeah, it marks people. Now, look, think back. Like, now we have computers. Mm-hmm. And before we had computers, we had these huge record books over at the courthouse. And I was at an old courthouse up in Marion, Ohio. And I was, one of the judge up there was showing me around. Like, they've got the old ledgers, the old mm-hmm. docket entries. And they're beautiful cursive handwritten entries of what happened in court. That's the ledger that people would keep records for people, for cases, for files. But, you know, back in medieval times, there weren't such good records. Now, there was something called manor rolls where the manor would keep some records, but it wasn't great. And there's this notion of being a stranger in medieval times. So if I go to if I leave my immediate village, my manor where I'm protected, and I show up as a stranger in some other one, like, you don't, like, that's a big deal. You don't know who that guy is. And you can't just Google him. So courts didn't have, Old Bailey in London, which was the criminal court, still is, didn't have record-keeping ability. So what do they do? Well, we're just going to make you the record. We're going to tattoo your ass with a brand on your palm. So that way, if I'm a defense lawyer and I'm calling Troy and Troy raises his hand, everybody's like,
yeah.
Can't believe that son of a guy. Or, you know, he's a crook because he's done this before. It impacts your credibility.
Yeah.
Right. So I was right, as it turns out, thanks to Brett. He corroborated it. I would also say it also triggered my memory of old Hester Prynne, who in the Scarlet Letter, she was forced to wear an A on her dress.
For?
Adultery. I think it was adultery. And it's a great book, by the way. You probably didn't have to read it because people your age don't have to read anything. I had to read it in high school. I poured through it. I loved it. Anyway, so look, this is Lawyer Talk, far afield again, as it turns out. But if you've got a question, you've got a comment, you got a topic you want us to cover, please leave it to us in the socials or go to lawyertalkpodcast.com. We get those questions. Look, guys, we do our best to take on topics. I can't answer your legal. I can't give you legal advice. I'd love to, but I can't. This isn't legal advice. This is fun. This is talking about stuff. This is trying to educate people. I like to say I speak both languages. I speak legal geek, and I try to speak normal. So, look, you want us to speak normal about something, a topic, a concept, something you don't understand quite or you're curious about, let us know, and we'll do our best. Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.